Today, Be'ezra Hashem learned Daf Mem of Masechta Shavuos. Some of the topics we learned about include the distinction in the halacha of Hatayne Shtei Kesef, whether it was for a Shavuos Moedim Mikzis, the Shavuos caused by the Levi's admission to the Malvis Taina, for which the Taina must be Shtei Kesef, or it was for a Shavuos Eid Echad, the Levi denied the entire claim, and the Shavuos caused by a single witness whose testimony was for the entire claim, for which the Taina can be even a Puta. The machlik is regarding Tanu Chitin V'hoidu Le'Besa'irin. If the Teveh claimed that he is owed wheat, and the Nitveh admitted to something else, barley. The Chum hold the Nitveh is pater from Shavuos Moedim Mikzis, because the Baye Hoidam Emin HaTayna, the admission and the claim must be for the same item. While Rav Gamliel holds that the Nitveh is chayev to make a Shavuos Moedim Mikzis, because the Le Baye Hoidam Emin HaTayna, the admission and the claim do not need to be for the same item. The machlik is in the Chacham's opinion regarding Tanu Chitin V'sa'irin V'hoidu Le'Be'echad Mehen. If the Teveya claimed that he is owed two different items, wheat and barley, and the Nitveh admitted to one of the two, whether this is considered Hayda Memin HaTayna. Ein din shvua b'karkais, there is no shvua obligation for karka. However, nechasim she'en le'nachrayas, zaykikin es nechasim she'esh nachrayas li'shav alein. Metalklin can extend the shvua obligation to karka, and that although a person is obligated to make a shvua only on the claim of metalklin, but not on the claim of karka, however, if the Teveya presents a claim for both metalklin and karka, the Nitva must make a shvua for both, even for the karka. The halacha of lafikach yatzu kelim l'mashehen, one is chayv shvuas moed b'miktzis for kelim even if they were not worth shtei kesef, because kelim are always considered a davar chashuv regardless of their worth.